Welcome to this edition of Shanghai Live. I'm Wang Ying. The city's health commission yesterday announced that in preparation for more rapid resumption of work and production in Shanghai, a total of 534 newly added PCR testing sites were set up across the city. Lei Shuran has more.
This PCR test site at Qiaoziwan, Qingpu District, was put into operation on April the 21st and has conducted nearly 2,300 tests so far. During off-peak hours, the entire testing process takes less than a minute. Ample space, good ventilation, and strong signal reception are the common features shared by these testing sites. The locations of these sites were chosen based on factors such as population density and functional layout.
We need to do PCR test every day. This place is convenient, it is on my way to work.
There are more than 300 shops around this testing site, as well as several large residential compounds. After achieving dynamic zero, this test site will be able to serve residents as well as employees headed back to work.
With two staff taking samples, two more handling registration, and several staff maintaining order, this test site in Hongkou District has sampled more than 400 people during its first morning of operations.
The test samples are transported every 2 hours by professional logistics personnel to the laboratory for testing, and a report can be issued within 4 to 6 hours.
Citizens can check for a test site close to them through the city's official WeChat account, Shanghai Fabu, or on the official accounts of each district. Lei Shuran, Shanghai Live.
During the lockdown, foreign enterprises have also been swinging into action to help out. The Russian United Confectioners Company is one of them. They've been donating boxes of snacks to residents.
The donations were provided by the Russian United Confectioners Company. So far, the company has sent more than 12,000 boxes of cookies and jelly candies to 14 residential compounds. And another 7,700 boxes are expected to be delivered to places including makeshift hospitals and nursing homes.
This idea came from my colleagues. The lockdown has started. They came up with an idea to help people. Because, for example, back in Russia, our head office, we constantly take part in different social support events. Let's say it's our DNA to help people around us. But there are a lot of people here in Shanghai which need help and support. And we, as a company, we feel like a very big social responsibility. And it's a kind of our duty to help to people in such complicated times. Some of us, our colleagues, they have volunteered to stay at the warehouse to organize all the deliveries. They are basically living there. It's our first time, but definitely not the last one, because we are getting some very warm answers and replies with very nice greetings, and it makes you feel happy by yourself when you can see the results of your work and the results of your actions in such a good way. It was amazing to see how community here helps each other during such a rough time. Like a lot of guys who are living there, they were also volunteered to help to put these boxes and give it. They were giving it to the pretty old people. I hope it was a next step of developing this kind of good relationships between Russia, China, Russians, and Chinese people. We will continue to do it until the lockdown is over, and we'll be sure that everyone is safe and back to normal life.
The World Health Organization yesterday urged the countries to maintain surveillance of coronavirus infections, saying the world was blind to how the virus is spreading because of falling testing rates. The WHO says it is receiving less and less information about transmission and sequencing as many countries have reduced their testing capacity. According to data from the United States Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, at least 58% of the U.S. population has natural antibodies from a previous coronavirus infection. That means more than 190 million people in the U.S. have been infected, which is far more than the 81 million infections that was previously reported. The White House announced yesterday that U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris tested positive for coronavirus, but was not showing any symptoms.